US President Joe Biden will meet the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Cornwall today, ahead of the G7 summit this weekend. Their meeting takes place as the EU and UK have failed to make progress in talks on implementing the Northern Ireland Protocol. It's expected the President will voice his support for the protocol and tell Mr. Johnson that any steps that undermine the Good Friday Agreement will not be welcomed by the United States. Mr. Biden arrived in the UK last night on his first overseas trip since taking office. Our London correspondent Sean Whelan.
According to the London Times, the top US diplomatic official in Britain was instructed to read a formal protest note, known as a démarche, to Lord Frost and John Bew, the number 10 foreign policy adviser, at a meeting a week ago. The note reportedly warned that the dispute over the protocol was undermining trust between America's two top allies and urged the British to come to a negotiated settlement. It also reportedly said that if the British accepted EU food and vet standards as part of an agreement, it would not get in the way of a US-UK trade deal. Meanwhile, President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters travelling to the G7 summit the President was concerned about a possible trade dispute between the UK and EU damaging the Good Friday Agreement. Ahead of his meeting with Boris Johnson today, Mr. Sullivan said the President is not issuing threats or ultimatums. He is simply going to convey his deep-seated belief that we need to stand behind and protect this protocol. Sean Whelan, RTE News, London.
After the G7 summit, President Biden will travel to Brussels for talks with NATO and European leaders. The eight-day trip will conclude in Geneva, where the US President is due to meet his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The Data Protection Commissioner has confirmed it has written to Sinn Féin about a practice of party activists posing as members of a polling company to canvass the opinions of voters. Similar letters are also expected to be sent to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil today, following admissions by both parties that they also engaged in the practice. In the past hour, the Green Party has said some of its activists may have engaged in the practice over a decade ago. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
This is an embarrassing turn of events for Irish politics, although the parties involved say that the practice of activists posing as pollsters was discontinued some years ago. Sinn Féin has defended the practice, saying it was a common political exercise, the anonymity of voters was always maintained, and the information was only used for polling purposes. Both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil confirmed that they'd employed a similar practice in the past, although Fianna Fáil discontinued the practice several years before Fine Gael. This morning, the Green Party has said that some of its activists may have passed themselves off as pollsters a decade ago, but the party insisted this morning this is not something that the present-day party approves of or would ever engage in. However, other political parties, like the Labour Party and the Social Democrats, have denied ever using such a system. Kian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats said those involved must have had something better to do than deceiving voters.
The Mental Health Commission has published a second review of the impacts and response to coronavirus in residential mental health services. The review recommends urgent investment and more robust legislation to ensure all residential and inpatient mental health services are in modern, fit-for-purpose buildings in the event of further surges of COVID-19 or future pandemics. The first in a series of pilot live open-air concerts takes place at the Ivy Gardens in Dublin this evening, as part of the planned easing of COVID restrictions. James Vincent McMorrow and guest Sorka Richardson will play to an audience limited to 500 people in pods up to a maximum of four. The event will be streamed online. Our arts and media correspondent, Sinead Crowley.
It has been a long wait for music fans, but for the first time since the pandemic hit, an open-air live concert will take place in Dublin this evening. Starring James Vincent McMorrow with special guest Sorka Richardson, tickets for the event sold out within seconds of going on sale, such was the demand for live performance. Those attending the concert will stay in pods of four and will wear masks when they leave those pods. Doors open at 5:30 and a number of safety measures have been put in place, including staggered access times, socially distanced queuing systems and hygiene stations. CEO of the National Concert Hall, Robert Reid, said the venue was thrilled to lead the long-awaited return of live music as part of the government's reopening plan for the country, while singer-songwriter James Vincent McMurrow said he expected the show to be both a positive and an emotional experience. As well as the audience, he said it will be a very important night for his 40-strong band and crew, who will be getting back to work for the first time since the pandemic hit.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Mild, humid and breezy today with a fair amount of cloud and some patches of rain or drizzle, especially in the south and west. Some sunny breaks also, the best of these in the east and northeast. Highest temperatures 17 to 23 degrees, warmest in north Leinster and east Ulster.